12th of July 2019, Matthew 10:16-23. Look, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. So be cunning as snakes and yet innocent as doves. Be prepared for people to hand you over to Sanhedrins and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as evidence to them and to the Gentiles. But when you are handed over, do not worry about how to speak or what to say. What you are to say will be given to you when the time comes. Because it's not you who will be speaking, the Spirit of your Father will be speaking in you. Brother will betray brother to death, and the father his child. Children will come forward against their parents and have them put to death. You will be universally hated on account of my name, but anyone who stands firm to the end will be saved. If they persecute you in your own town, take refuge in the next, and if they persecute you in that, take refuge in another. In truth, I tell you, you will not have gone the round of the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. How can we combine the love to people and be friendly to them with the words that we also have to take care if we meet them? Is this not a contradiction? We will not come out. How can we understand that as missionaries we are sent under wolves and at the same time we have to bring the gospel full of mercy and truth and the goodness of God? How can we carry that there is hostility, even in the families, and that we will be hated because of the name of Jesus? It would be too easy to say this is only counting at the time when Jesus was on earth. Now, we have to see how are the words of God important for us today. The words of God are calling us to have a supernatural sight, a divine sight, to people and also to situations. And this point of view teaches us to love people even if they behave badly or if they are like enemies of the gospel. For example, we can meet a human being who is very nice on a natural level. But if the gospel says something to him that he has to convert, it can be that he changes at once. So we have in our human nature different aspects. One, we can be nice from the nature, but from the spirit we can refuse. There is also a fight, what we call flesh, against the spirit. And the disciples of the Lord, they have to know this when they bring the gospel to other people. And this makes them attentive. Again, we keep our supernatural sight, our divine sight of people. We love them. And we know that there can be refusals. And that calls us to have wisdom how to deal with people. We cannot be only like a dove. No, we have to connect it also with our spirit, with our intelligence to understand, especially the discernment of spirit is necessary. We We should not have a mistrust against people, because mistrust will kill love, and we see the evil in all and every situation. And we should trust that there's a possibility for people to open for the truth. But at the same time, we have to realize it can be also in this way, that they close their hearts and come into a certain kind of hostility against the gospel. This is like it was before, also today. But in this situation, the disciple is not alone, because he was sent to people. And this is important always to remember. God will be with him, especially if there are coming persecutions. And then the Lord says he will give the Holy Spirit, especially in the persecutions, that the disciple can say what God wants him to say in this moment. So we have to see this tension between loving people and to be friendly to them and to be attentive is not really, in this case, a contradiction. It's to be seen in the life of our Lord. He who loves people like nobody else and gave his love, realized also the whole situation, and sometimes he went away and he saw what was in the heart of people. And this contradiction, and there is one of course, is coming through the sin, which is destroying the life of grace and is influencing the life of a human being. We have to realize this reality, not to relativize it, and to deal like Jesus said, with the intelligence of a snake, the prudence of a snake, and with a pure heart. And for this is given us the Holy Spirit, that we can live with this tension and will give the right answers.
Today's communion verse says, "The Holy Spirit will teach you all that I have said to you."
Benedicit gentes Dominum Deum nostrum, et hoc audite vocem laudisse eius.